Welcome to the Criollo Spanglish podcast, where you'll learn Spanish through Spanglish during my adventures throughout Mexico. Now that we're in Guadalajara, we're going to take you to Hospicio Cabañas, a neoclassical UNESCO World Heritage Site construido as a hospital and orfanato in the late 1700s. The Hospicio mantuvo a función similar all the way into the 1980s, and the murales were pintados in the 1930s by José Clemente Orozco. They describe the horrors of the conquista in a manera you have to see.
So here we are in a, I'm not sure what room this is, it's kind of vaulted ceilings, a lot of paintings all over them. The artwork is beautiful.
It's very grave, serio.
It's very dark and brutal, morbid.
It makes you think, especialmente if you could be here. Well, it's very tranquilo. It just pulls at your soul.
What I'm taking from it, I think what they're trying to tell is about how they were conquered. How I think the Spanish came over here and conquered and enslaved people.
But that is kind of a reference to the timelessness of, they weren't just conquering back then, but right now.
It looks like there's a conquistador with chopped up bodies by his feet in blood and fire.
You see a lot of metal.
An iron horse, not too sure what that has to do with it. And then if you look over here, there's a giant mural of hell right there.
Sinceramente, me encanta this tipo of arte. It brings to mind truths of eternidad, of your mortalidad.
I kind of feel like I'm in hell right now.
Whatever life you've been living, it calls you into accountability in a moment, the remembrance of eternidad.
So yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on in this place, but it is beautiful, regardless of, you know, what it portrays, just the massiveness of these paintings and that someone went and did all this and poured their heart and soul into this is pretty awesome. I dig it. So hopefully we painted a good picture of what's going on here.
I think that we, Las Connor. Justo pasamos a galleria of females desnudas.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah, we might have lost him. But check this out. Cognates are words that are similar sounding or similarly spelt in both languages. So a great example is excelente. That's the perfect example because in Spanish it's said excelente and in English it's excellent, and it's spelled slightly different. I've evaluated several books, and depending on what you consider a cognate, as much as 20 to 25% of all of Spanish is cognates. And that means that you already know 1/5 to 1/4 of all of Spanish, especially once you learn just a few couple of little words, such as situation becomes situación, and that shun becomes in many cases. So anytime you have a word in English you want to try to communicate in Spanish like that, you can just kind of cheat. Sometimes it doesn't work, but for the most part some of those rules will like that will work. But a good example of a cognate a little bit further off would be like rica. Rica means rich, just like in English. So that's a cognate, but it's often used to describe food, delicious food, or
tasty,
right? And you could also say sabroso or delicioso, which is of course a really good cognate. So rica is a cognate, but it's got some different uses, and it's a little bit, it's kind of like how we would describe maybe like a cake, like a really good cake, we might say it's rich, but you can use rica to describe like eggs or anything. It just says something that's tasty. So when you learn cognates, that's a great way to start off learning Spanish because you can learn them and you already have the context because you have the context of your own language. So therefore they're very, very easy to learn. And if you know all the cognates of Spanish, you can communicate a lot of the language just with that. and add a couple of the building blocks, such as prepositions, articles, pronouns. So my goal is to teach you some cognates along the way on this adventure by speaking only in English, but whenever there's a cognate word, I will speak the Spanish word and try to figure out what it is in your head, or you'll see it pop up on the screen, what it means and how to spell it.
Next, we're going to show you how much Espanol you can learn just from perusing a Mexicano bookstore.
These are actually pretty cool, the symbols they have. I like those colors, those covers.
Anillos is rings.
Anillos.
Anillos is rings. So El Señor, Lord.
Yep.
It's like Lord of the rings.
Very nice. Let's do some more. This one. El Sobrino del Mago.
Sobrino.
This is Narnia?
Yeah, I know it's Narnia.
But you probably don't know that book. That's the first one.
Yeah, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Well, it's actually...
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was the first one.
Yes,
and
you're right.
Caspian,
you're
right. Right here. It was the second, wasn't it? The Lion... Wait, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was the second one.
You're right. The Prince Caspian was the second one.
These aren't in order.
These are in chronological order. These are in chronological order of the story, but The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was the written and released first.
Yeah.
So.
And then Prince Caspian, because I read like the first three.
La Bruja.
La Bruja.
This is the nephew Sobrino. Of the magician. The nephew Sobrino. Of the magician, yeah, that's the first
one. John's favorite book, everybody. 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Sombras de Grey. Oh. That's actually not true. I've never read it. Never seen it.
Don't lie, John. How did Harry Potter get down the hill? Running. J.K. Rowling.
There she is.
Uh-huh. It's mine and his dream, actually, is to build each, to have a, I think it'd be cool if we had one giant plot of land, he could have one on one side,
yeah.
He'd have one on the other side.
Okay.
See, and they're doing it right, they're living by a body of water, so we could just purify the water and get our own water, get solar panels on it.
And here, Connor, look, sostenibles.
Uh-huh.
Sostenibles.
Have you ever heard that a guy from Sinaloa, he uses, how do you say that?
Recycle?
No, orina, when you pee, when you...
Uses his urine?
Uh-huh. For fuel. I need to show you, but...
You heard this story?
I don't know if I want to see that.
I do.
Well, there are amazing things. It's what I want. I really want to do is something different than just make money and keep supporting the capitalism. Mm-hmm.
Nothing's impossible.
Hey, did you like that? If you did, please subscribe or check out the video version on YouTube. Just search for Criollo Life. Also, if you liked the local music we used in the video, use the links to check them out. I can't wait to share the next episode with you. See you next time.